Protesters have been marching in the streets of Sudan's capital every week for the past 3 months. We're going to hear what one of those protests sounds like in just a minute. The demonstrators in Sudan have a lot on the line. Often they're met with tear gas, police batons, and sometimes with live ammunition. But economic hardship has crippled Sudan's economy. Inflation has skyrocketed. And the protesters say their only hope is to end the three-decade rule of President Omar al-Bashir. Khartoum activist Shiraz Ibrahim has been part of the protests. She says the demonstrations have spread to almost every corner of the city.
I can return to my house randomly and find tear gas, the tankers, right in front of my house. They actually, you know, burn some of the trees of my house. So I'm talking my house from my perspective. It's the live ammunition almost everywhere. Like people, walls now are being, they've been drilled.
To you mean be like fair, bullet holes have gone into walls?
Yes, I've got a few of my own, like kind of a small souvenirs right now at the moment.
And this is happening all over Khartoum, like in upscale neighborhoods and in poor neighborhoods?
Yes, all neighborhoods, except the neighborhoods where the government officials are known to be living.
So what does it feel like to be on the streets of Khartoum?
The vibes are very strong. The Sudanese populations have reached to a phase where the fear of losing actually something has almost vanished. And the matters are now beyond hunger. The cause has become like even bigger.
Well, this is what it sounded like on the streets of Khartoum early this week. So Shiraz, what are people chanting there?
Here they're actually chanting just for, that's all.
For.
That's the hashtag. Does good best is actually, it means just for, that's all, which is the tagline that has been used for this past demonstrations for the past 3 months.
I see. So the government should just fall. That's all we need.
Yes.
So the government's response has been tear gas, sometimes live ammunition, police with batons. This seems kind of risky. Why are you taking this risk?
We've already reached to a phase where the population has nothing to lose anymore. The inflation rate has increased up to the rate of over 70% now. There is no cash in any of the banks. There is the basic needs for actually like food sources, resources, they're all gone. So basically the country is left with barely nothing. So it's either slow starvation and slow death, or death by ammunition. So this is where the people has reached.
Activist Shiraz Ibrahim in Khartoum, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.